Well, there's been a debate in the papers recently about whether companies can ask their female staff to wear high heels as part of their dress code. Cyril Campbell explains why some companies are asking their female staff to wear high heels.
Because when you work for a company, you're the face of a brand, and when you're public facing, you whatever you wear translates into what the brand wants to convey as their image. So if you're a lawyer or whatever you could be, you need to dress appropriately. So your shoes are part of your appropriate dress. Because I think as a woman, if you wear heels, you stand differently. If you've got the higher heel, the more sexy you feel, because I think it makes you stand in a way that makes you feel differently about yourself. And also when you've got your heels on, you also somehow have more of a position of authority. Not because you become taller, obviously that happens too, but because you're standing differently, you feel more powerful.
And journalist Hannah Betts agrees. She loves her heels.
But I like the swagger of high heels. I like their sort of totemic femininity. There's a kind of magic to them that I enjoy. And I think they're just one of life's small pleasures.
Lorraine Jones works at the Society of the Chiropodist and Podiatrist. Although she agrees that heels make women feel differently about themselves, they can do a lot of damage to people's health.
If you're working on your feet all day, usually on a hard surface, and you have to wear a shoe that actually doesn't allow the foot or the lower limb or the back to function properly, then you can have not just short-term problems, but long-term problems as a result of it.